Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. An awkward photo op between China and Japan this week at the APEC summit sums up a generational animosity between the two. It's a contemporary conflict that goes back to war crimes from World War II. Asian Access's Takeshi Takazawa imagined how effective a united body could be in the name of Christ throughout Asia, but not without reconciliation.
God opened the door. Churches of two countries come together and for us Japanese Christians to confess what our ancestor did to them, taking their dignity away and national identity away from them, and confess that as a sin against them and against God, and to ask for forgiveness.
Starting small, Chinese churches are responding. He insists that reconciliation can be done. Feel led to pray? He shares more requests at our website. And 10 million people in the U.S. now have access to Scripture in over 750 languages. Luann Hunt with Faith Comes by Hearing says they've released a new Bible app for Roku. Roku is a device that connects the TV and internet, so the Bible app for Roku functions kind of like a radio. You can get all the ins and outs and find a link to the app at our website.
It's on a 24/7 feed, so it'll pick up wherever the feed is and just continually play in the background. And we've had over 70 million listeners accessing internet radio. And so Roku is just one more platform for which to get God's word to people.
Praise people hear God's word spoken in their heart language that they'll trust Christ for salvation. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. This month, Mission Network News is offering the book Finishing the Task by Christian Aid Mission. It features stories of Native missionaries making an impact for Christ in their own country. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.